I'm going to talk about power in a little while in terms of offshore wind energy. We're also going to hear from Kilmac Thomas. Has the owner of the €400,000 Euro Millions ticket been announced? If they do announce it, maybe they give the money to Kilmac rather than Ballinrode. But Ballinrode are here as well. If you want to send a few bob to Ballinrode, you can as well. There's no hassle at all. Dermot Mooney, how's it going?
How are you going, Damien? Thanks for having us.
Thanks very much. Anne Ryan, Treasurer, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Thanks very much for coming in. Really appreciate it. A wonderful club, Ballinrode FC. So just explain a little bit about Ballinrode FC and who are ye and where are ye and what do ye do?
I'm Anne Ryan, I'm the Treasurer, and I'm an original Ballinrode. So I've seen the club grow from like back at the start with the one team, the adult team. But in the last 10 years, we had maybe seven or eight underage teams, two adult teams. And now we have six all-girls teams, 16 underage boys teams and six adult teams. So it's grown phenomenal, particularly in the last 10 years.
So if people don't know, the geography of Ballinrode is just outside of Dungarvan, heading on the old coast road, if you want to call it. And there's been a lot of development as well out that direction in terms of houses, which is great. But also it's a sign of your success. And there are great clubs in soccer, in football and all different sports in Waterford and in Dungarvan. So we're not taken away from any of those. No. But a sign of your success is that people have come out to you. You've got a great atmosphere there. I know a lot of people involved in the club. You've a lovely club going on. Great things there. As I say, there's great clubs in Abbeyside and Dungarvan or whatever the case
Absolutely.
May be. So there's a great history there as well in Ballinrode and the families over the years.
I know there, and like we've seen, even what we're playing underage back 15 years ago are now coaching, and it's great to see that they're still involved with the club, and it's great to see the club grow so big. But unfortunately we're limited with just our one pitch, so we're now having to start to turn, we've waiting lists and starting to turn kids away, which should never happen.
It should never happen, and you're, it's like you're a victim of your own success.
Absolutely.
And it's a terrible thing to say, but it's a great thing to be, and particularly with the growth of girls football as well. Like, I know that's been instrumental as well.
Yeah, and just to pick up on a point there from Anne, like when you list out those teams, it's not a case where we're having to load teams with different age kids on it. Like, if you take our 2016 girls, at the moment there's 24 girls playing and they're all on the age. They're all born in 2016. Wow. You look at our 2013 boys and girls. So if you look at the school girls, we have 30 school girls all on the age. School boys, we're talking 42. And we're looking at this, and one of the successes has been our Mini Rams Academy, where our 2013 group are the first kids to come through that academy. And if you go out at the moment, we have over 140 kids playing from 5 to 9 every Saturday. But the killing thing is, they're playing in St. Augustine's College, who have been fantastic to support us as a club, because we don't have the ground to put those kids out and train in St. Lawrence's Hall. We have a pitch, we have an Astro, but we can't accommodate 140 kids. And it's, for some of them, my own daughter included, playing soccer 3 years, has never played out in St. Lawrence's Hall, which is a real pity, because there's history in St. Lawrence's and those kids aren't getting that opportunity to play in their home ground.
And you mentioned the Rams there, so that is the motto?
The Rams, yeah.
The Rams, the Mini Rams.
What do ye need and what are ye looking for?
Look, I suppose at the moment we've done a lot of work in the background, and probably we've probably been too quiet, I suppose, at the moment looking for ground. Anne and the lads have been at it over the last number of years. I'm only involved in the background with the club in the last year, but we're looking for ground that we can break into and extend our facilities from St. Lawrence's Hall. And an opportunity has come up where a local developer made a submission under the consultation that the Waterford Council had, and they're now looking at gifting 2.74 hectares as a community facility, but Ballinrode FC will become the benefactors of it. And this is the lifeline that we've been looking for. We've exhausted all options. We've looked everywhere. We've asked people. We've even asked people would they swap ground. It's not there. There is ground zoned for recreation, but obviously it's not being put up for sale at the moment. And now this is, I won't say it's our last lifeline, but if we don't get this at the moment, we can see where we go to next. And we had a real issue this year where we actually had to deny teams. Like, the underage is fantastic. We have an over 35 soccer team, great successful team. We had enough for two over 35 teams, but when you sit down and do the maths on actually putting people on pitches, it's not possible. So we're now at the point where actually we're denying people access to what helps people's well-being, health, fitness, and it's just, it's getting very difficult for us.
Yep. How important, Anne, is this?
It's very important because, I mean, we see it down through the years, like it's a great camaraderie with a team when you're involved with a team. And now we're at the stage where they can only have one training session, whereas they're quite willing, and the coaches, we have fantastic coaches out there who train every night of the week if we could accommodate them. And the kids want to do it as well. So we're limited to one training session and we're having to outsource, which is costly for the costly for the parents as well, to other facilities. Even our AstroTurf, when we developed that, the AstroTurf was bringing in great money for us down up to the last 12 months. And now we can't hire out our Astro because we're needing it for our training sessions. And luckily that some of the very young underage, under 9s and 10s, that there's teachers involved and they're available to do training sessions at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which is very early for a training session. But that's the way it is. That's what we have to do.
You see, some people might say, ah, this is just, in inverted commas, a local story. This goes to the heart of many things that's happening in Ireland. It's the lack of planning and foresight by county councils and sporting bodies and organisations, and a lack of joined up thinking. Like, we're only talking about it at the Junior League meeting last night, that there should be, and Ger, our secretary, was saying, there should be community fields in Waterford City, in Dungarvan, in Carrick-on-Shore, to allow different clubs to combine and work together, and the schoolgirls, the schoolboys, the women's league, the men's league, and then for each club to have, as you say, extended facilities, because we talk about it being good for your mental health, being good for your physical health, and then also developing teams and good quality teams down through the line. Like, there could be international players within your setup that may never get the chance to become international players. Absolutely. But just in terms of the enjoyment and the, you talk about getting children off their phones and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. Like, this makes so much sense.
And the thing is, Damien, like I know the council had to do their consultation process. The parameters set out for that consultation were quite narrow, that they didn't look at all the land available, and this submission that has been put forward is a real lifeline, but it's now almost taken away from the club. We've done our best, like, we're here today to talk to you, but we've done our best now to get it to this point. We're actually now looking to our local councillors for support on this, because even though there's a recommendation not to progress this submission at this point in time, our local councillors actually have statutory power under the Planning and Development Act that they actually can make the recommendation that this goes ahead, because the submission will provide housing which is in need. Like, Ballon Road itself has grown 500% in 30 years in terms of population. I think under 18, last census it was saying that, I think it's under 20% of those are under 18. They need outlets, they need facilities, and we are now appealing to our councillors to support it, back, because they have done it in the past. Like, there was, if you look at the North Quay project in the city, there was a recommendation from the chief executive at the time that it would be a phase basis, a slower approach, whereas the council said no, that they wanted something more ambitious and accelerated. And we're asking the same. We're asking for people to be ambitious and support us.
Yeah, and we were looking at doing the story this morning that's in the papers about the future of Ireland and how housing and the housing crisis is going to get worse for the next 15 years, and development of clubs like this is going to be held back. This is a perfect example of how things can be developed. Yeah. So when is it being discussed? What's being discussed? Is it for a changing of the county development plan, or what is it?
Yeah, so like at the moment, the proposal that it is in would require the land to be rezoned.
From what to what?
So from high amenity to new residential, but also to community infrastructure. So there's, of the site that's there...
Where is the site?
So it's Kilmillan South. It's just down, like we're saying, like, we would have taken a pitch where we would have to have put kids into cars and drive. We would have taken that if it was put in front of us.
So it's close enough to where St. Lawrence is.
This is walking distance. We're now talking that we can walk over to it.
Okay. It's further out, is it?
Yeah. So Kilmillan South is just, if you're coming in from Ballon Road back into Dungarvan, land
there.
The
rugby club.
Just, yeah.
So, oh, yeah. Okay.
So it's really close. And the beauty of it is, like, Ballon Road, one of the successes of Ballon Road has been the community spirit. Like, when we go out to the community, whether it's fundraising, matches, you know, the community come behind us. We had an SFEI semi-final at home in St. Lawrence's Hall last year. To see the crowd come out and support the kids, it's fantastic. Yeah. We want to keep everything in the community.
So it's zoned in a certain way at the minute.
Yeah.
When is it due to come before the council, do we know?
Okay, so the consultation closed last night. The council had their first workshop. So my understanding is the process is the council will have workshops on the submissions. We haven't heard anything from last night's workshop. But the council then will formally vote, make decisions. I think it's the next 2 weeks on this. So our window, like we have ramped up our campaign. We've been very fortunate. Our local paper here, the Dungarvan Leader, gave us great coverage. Yourselves have invited us on. It's been fantastic. So we're ramping up. We're speaking to our parents. We're speaking to our teams. Our window's very small. We're talking 2 weeks now.
So you're making a direct appeal, Anne, to the councillors.
We are. And the thing is, it's not just going to be Ballinroad Soccer. It'll be a community. But we will be the custodians of it. Yeah. And that I think it's very important for the community. And particularly for the, as Dermot said, like the population is so young and we have nothing in Ballinroad. That's it. All you have in Ballinroad is Ballinroad Soccer. Nothing else.
And I'd even flip it as well. Like yes, the kids are the future here. Like that's the bottom line. We have a lot, like we've 500 members. The vast majority of them are kids. They will be the future of the club. But like you get to see what happens in the likes of the city where you get walking football. Do you know, outlet for people who don't have any recreational outputs at the moment.
And you're looking at me when you're saying
that. Yeah, no, Damon, no. But what I'm saying is we're a community. That at the bottom line, we try to be a community club. And it would be fantastic to extend our facilities that we can include the likes of walking football. We can include where like people have rang and said, look, can we rent the pitch for an hour to have a game of five-a-side? We're saying no at the moment because we can't.
Yeah.
You know, like Ballinroad has grown so much. Like if you consider the growth of Ballinroad versus what it has gained, it's polarised. Like there's no shop in Ballinroad. There's no outlet. Like there's no cafe. There's no pubs. So actually,
again, I'm not criticising one particular councillor or one particular council department, but a lack of big thinking.
Exactly.
Yeah. There has to be big thinking on this.
Like for a community needs various facilities and amenities. And at the moment, Ballinroad, yes, the houses are after coming, but there's now a demand for more housing. The population growth of Ballinroad is going 10%, I think, in the next decade. But there's nothing there to match it in terms of facilities. So if you think of new families coming into the area with young kids, where are they going to go? Like where? Like at the moment, we're reliant on St. Augustine's generosity, and they have been fantastic.
They've been brilliant, yeah.
But if, for whatever reasons, that went away in the morning, we have nowhere to put 140 kids between the ages of 5 and 9. If you think of those kids that they come through the ages then, when they get to 12 and 13-year-olds, what's going to happen for them? We're seeing that our academy can actually provide for 12 and 13-year-olds. We want to make sure we're providing for the future 10, 12 and 13-year-olds. You know, it needs to be there. We need the ground. And this, like I said, it's our last lifeline for this.
Okay, direct appeal then to the councillors and the council to look at this and to act on this, and for people as well to get involved in this, to talk to their councillors,
exactly.
to write in, just even to communicate, to be ringing them, to be talking to them, to get the momentum going on this.
We're not asking them to change like agricultural to residential. It's a very serviceable site. It's very easy for them to do it. And I think that's why it should be so simple for them if they would just give us...
Well, that's it.
We're desperate at the moment.
Like Ballinroad is crying out for houses and facilities, and this submission provides both ready to go. You know, that's the thing that's kind of catching us and frustrating us a little bit. It's like we thought we'd be looking for ground, we'd have to pump a lot of money in to get it ready, but we have ground now on offer, ready to go.
Absolutely. Dermot Mooney, PRO Ballinroad, and Ryan, Treasurer, thanks very much for coming into us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Best of luck with the campaign. And anything else we can do to help you, give us a shout, okay?
Thank you very much, Damien.
Thank you.